Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing in, this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. And today, let's talk about allow yourself to be a different person in different situations. This is one that people struggle, and I see people struggle with it all the time. Allow yourself to be a different person in different situations. So before we get stuck into it, I do just want to say that I need everybody's reviews, testimonials, likes, shares. It does take a crowd to build a crowd. Like all good street performers, they will always try to get a crowd first. And as soon as they have a crowd, that's what attracts another crowd. That's exactly what this podcast needs. If you're watching it and you think that it doesn't matter or you're irrelevant or someone else is going to do the like and testimonial and review, you're wrong. Please, if you like it, or even if you don't, I would love your feedback. I would love it. Just please don't ignore me or ignore the podcast. As I said, it needs momentum. I'm only 3 months into this and I've had great feedback, but I definitely need more momentum and I would love to get more reach because we're starting to do the Success Sensei twice a week. The Friday Blitz will be coming. It's a shorter podcast, but it'll be coming at you every Friday. I aim for about 5 minutes and it will be to do with a question that I hope will make you think about question in regards to your own life, and I'll try to answer it as best I can as well in my own unique or quirky martial arts related view of the world. So let's get back to it. Allow yourself to be a different person in different situations. So many people struggle with this, and I see it all the time in martial arts. It's going to be my frame of reference because it's my subject matter. But I think all of these will relate to you in your life, whether you've ever done martial arts or not. So say, for example, you're going for belts and people are going for belts. Even when I was going for my driving test, allowing yourself to demonstrate and to show off can feel really, really weird because that's essentially what you're doing, especially in the driving test. When you're doing your driving test, you have to demonstrate, especially the Irish driving test. I did have a California driver's license, but that was a little bit of an easier test than the Irish one. So with the Irish driving test, you have to very much display that you're looking and you have to very much demonstrate the correct handling of the steering wheel. And it's very much a demonstration and more like a performance. The same with going for your belts, you're performing. So if you're somebody that thinks that a loud personality is really annoying or someone that is performing is a show off, you're going to struggle. But certain situations and certain times in life, you need to be the show off and you have to allow yourself to do that. So it could be to do at work. It could be to impress a future client, a future customer, to win a contract. You will have to put yourself forward. You will have to project a different side of yourself. You will have to let your personality shine in a different way than it will if you're just going down to the shop, for example. So people find this really hard because a lot of people are scared of change and they don't like change and they don't embrace change. And they're afraid that if they display any kind of a change in their personality, that they're not being authentic or they're being fake. No, you're being fake if you change your actual core beliefs, your ethics and your own moral values. If you're changing those, that's being fake. But if you're tailoring your personality to allow yourself to be a different person in different situations, that's not fake. So for example, when I was competing, when I was fighting in the cage or in karate or in the kickboxing ring or in the martial arts arena, I had to absolutely allow myself to be hyper competitive and allow myself to be that version of myself. Outside of it, I would hate to think that I was a very, very competitive person with anyone else. With myself, yes, but with anyone else, I would hate if people thought that of me. Now, my wife might disagree with me because she thinks that I can bring competitiveness into a lot of things. But I think I have it under control, except for when I'm competing, when I'm fighting. Then I allow myself to be that different version of myself, and I allow myself to be that hyper-competitive person, which is a completely different side of my personality. And one, as I said, that I would like to think when I'm interacting with people on a day-to-day basis that they think I'm a little bit, that they actually don't even realize I have that hyper-competitiveness within me, because it's those situations outside of going down to the Tesco or going down to your local shop don't require that side of your personality to be on display. So then I'm just normal shopper Rob. So it's very important that you actually allow yourself make the changes in your personality, just show the different sides of yourself within different situations, and not be so caught up in what other people think, or, you know, in yourself putting yourself down, finding it, you know, the type of person when you're dropping your child off to school is a different type of, that could be a father or mother version of yourself, is a different type of a person to, as I said, your competitive side, or your work side, or personal life and work life, personal life and business life or investing life are completely different lives, completely different personalities. So you have to allow yourself to be that different person. This is going to be a reference for any of my older listeners. Wurzel Gummidge. Do you remember Wurzel Gummidge? This is a blast from the past and has different heads for different situations. And he used to change his head depending on the situation that you needed. So for any of the younger listeners, it's basically, you know, being a different person in different situations, but not your core values, not your inner beliefs, but dealing with allowing yourself to be that different person, allowing yourself to put your best foot forward in work or for the job interview, or not fake, your best foot forward for the job interview or for work or for investing or for business or for property or for whatever you're involved in, allowing yourself to be that person. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen the magician's act of spinning the plates on top of the sticks, and then you're spinning one and you spin another and you spin the next one, and you spin, then you have to run quickly back to that first one again and spin it again and run quickly that the next one is going to stop and it's going to fall and it's going to smash, and you keep all these plates spinning, and that's an old school performance, but it's one that's fun to watch because you're waiting for the plate to fall off at any particular moment. So this is us in our lives. We have all these different hats on, we've all these different Wurzel Gummidge heads on, and we're different people in different moments of time. But allow yourself to be that, and allow yourself to do that, and allow yourself to be the different person that you need to be, the best version of yourself at any chosen time. There's memes and stuff on Facebook regarding, you know, one person meeting you and another person meeting you, and they might be totally different experiences based on your personality, but really it's really based on how they're interacting with you. Obviously, if somebody is really nice and it's a friend or a family or a loved one, you're going to be one version of yourself. If someone else is trying to, I don't know, run you off the road or drive over you or just be generally not nice to you, they're going to see a very different side and probably verbally hear a very different version of you than the first one did, the family or the loved one. So it's okay to be a different person in different situations, and to tailor your personality to best suit whatever situation is at hand, to get the best out of yourself. That's totally normal. Accept that fact. Don't fight against it, because it will cause inner confusion and inner turmoil and just wreck your own mind, so that you're not actually adequately dealing and successfully dealing with whatever situation is at hand. So I hope that helps you. So allow yourself to be a different person in different situations. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.